10, Flying Solo. It is International Women's Day on the 8th of March, and Holly Louise Eales speaks to two powerful single-parent business owners about their thriving businesses, raising children, the highs and lows, and making a difference in the community.
You get out what you put in, says Vicky Jay, owner of Jay's Cleaning Services. The single mother of Chloe, 21, and Ellis, 14, is celebrating nearly 20 years in business and believes if you have the drive, determination and self-motivation, there is no issue. Being a single parent and running a business has its massive challenges. However, it has been amazing, says Vicky. I have worked throughout the night and worked long hours because of Ellis, my autistic son. He was a surviving twin, and we have all been on a long journey with him. He has come a long way since being 1 pound 9 ounces. He was in intensive care for a long time. As a single parent, I have a lot of responsibilities as well as my business. My main worry is trying to keep everyone else happy, she says. Providing business and residential cleaning services throughout North Norfolk, Vicky says she's very lucky her clients understand her situation. I started my business when my daughter was 1 at the time. I was able to work around nursery and school, which worked perfectly for me, she says. I could fit my cleans in, so flexibility was a massive thing. But with my son, I was lucky my clients were so understanding of my situation. As he gets older, he still needs care and attention, but he is now at a special needs school. It is still the case of juggling the world, but still keeping the holiday lets going, clients happy, especially the elderly. Vicky still loves what she does. When I was younger, I used to work at a medical practice, so I love taking care of the elderly. I like cleaning, tidying, talking to them, and giving them support so they can stay in their home. It is helping them with things they can't manage, and it gives them independence, and that for me is a big thing. One piece of advice? All I say is, never give up, she says. People would say to me, cleaners are 10 to a penny. But if you build up a good reputation and you've got determination, you can achieve anything. I do laugh, because if I can do it, anyone can.
Be kind, open your mind and work hard are just a handful of encouraging words from Polly Elworthy, CEO of Send Unlocked, a charity designed for the SEND Special Educational Needs and Disabilities community and its providers. These are some of the things I'd like my two boys to take forward into the world, says Polly. Never stop trying. If you get knocked down, get back up and keep going, as there's always a way around any problem. This is important to me because of the suicide of my eldest son's father. As a mother of boys, I am very aware of the number of suicides amongst young men. I never want them to believe in giving up as a way forward. With an extensive career in project management and a decade working in the military charity sector, Polly never intended to establish a charity. However, when her youngest son was diagnosed with a complex neurodevelopmental diagnosis, including autism, she explains she experienced firsthand a system that is struggling. I realised that I had a solution that could support it, so the seed of Send Unlocked was planted. Polly moved to Norfolk 14 years ago when her ex-husband's job was based in the county. Rex, my second son, was born only weeks after we arrived, she says. We separated 2 years later. My ex-husband moved to Norwich, where he had a child with his subsequent partner, Emma, who's become one of my closest friends. They split when their son was 2 years old, and Emma and I, both single parents, support each other. People often think we're sisters, or more amusingly, a couple. We're a true modern family. Polly explains that many single parents, especially those with a child with additional needs, can live quite an isolated existence. When I moved to Norfolk, I didn't know anyone. I was working full-time and had a long battle to get my younger son the support he needed at school, which took most of my energy. Since then, I've been working hard on the charity. Time is a precious commodity. When I'm not working, I'm with my family. If I get time to myself, I use it to enjoy a little peace, or I start work again. Send Unlock's vision is to support an effective and simple structure of Send for all who need it, providing information, advice and guidance for accessing the wide range of support and services available to the Send community. To find out more or to donate, visit sendunlocked.org.